Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All the dish that's fit to air. Cindy Adams is on 77 WABC.
So, Caroline Hirsch is the founder and owner of the New York Comedy Club, Caroline's on Broadway, and the New York Comedy Festival, and about 12 other things. She is recognized for her ability to spot rising comedic talent, including Seinfeld, Paul Rubenstein. There's another 20 minutes on how famous you are. Can first tell me, is it proper Caroline or Carolyn?
It's Caroline.
Okay, because some people are pronouncing it Carolyn, so I never know what's correct. Tell me, we all know, but you have to tell me for the three people who have never listened in before, how did you start? Was it George Carlin in The Village?
Well, as a young girl, I went to see George Carlin down at the Bitter End. I believe it was the Bitter End in The Village way back, and just loved comedy and always loved comedy because I always watched Johnny Carson, and knew all the comedians from the times. I was in retail. I opened Caroline's in the early 80s.
Doing what? What was the store? What was your product?
We opened Caroline's at that time as a cabaret, and we morphed into doing just straight comedy with Jay Leno, Jerry Seinfeld, and everybody else that came after that. Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
Who was Pee Wee Herman. Gary Shandling. Every famous comedian worked there.
But where did you, since you were a neophyte starting all this, where did you have the connections to get to all of these guys?
I just, by the seat of my pants, called agents, managers, found out who was, who was happening at the time. And I did watch a lot of the early David Letterman, and a lot of our comics were then on the David Letterman show.
Okay. You didn't know how to actually approach them. Some of them are odd ducks. I mean, how did you know how to approach them?
Well, we just, when at that time, Jay Leno wasn't really known, or Jerry Seinfeld, but there was this agency called Spotlight years ago.
Yeah.
And Spotlight at that time represented a lot of young comedians. So we bought it from Spotlight, and that was the start of it.
Tell us now where it was and how you started the place. What was it before when you bought it?
It was an old store that we converted into a club. It sat about 110 people. We had a restaurant, and we went out and set set a new way of a new yuppie nightclub, as it was called way back in the 80s when they used that word yuppie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we presented all these new people, like Paul Rubens, who just passed away about a week ago, Pee Wee Herman. We presented him in New York. That's how he got his children's show. The producers came in, they saw him there and made a deal with him. And that set him up.
But so, you were the only one. We had a lot of little crappy little nightclubs, but you were the only one that was only comedy. Isn't that so?
Well, it was really comedy where we presented somebody's whole act. The yeah. other clubs, like the Improv and the Comic Strip, were kind of showcase clubs at that time.
Tell me about the beginning days of these early Seinfelds and Carlins. Tell me what it was like to work with them. And were you nervous when they started to do dirty material?
No, never nervous about dirty material. But, it was the beginning. Look, I was young. They were young. We kind of grew up together in the business. Whoever knew that Jerry Seinfeld, we always talk about it, would have the most impressive sitcom ever made.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay Leno would then go on to host The Tonight Show after Johnny Carson. I mean, I worked with everybody when we all started out. It was very exciting. Gary Shandling would create his show. Paul Rubens, Big Adventure. It just was the beginning of what was happening in observational humor.
Did you keep in touch with some of these guys?
Oh, sure. And actually, my birthday was this past May, and Paul Rubens was texting me and sending me birthday videos, as I guess he did with a lot of people. He loved to do that.
Before we go on to a lot of the other things that you're doing, and I want to mention your fabulous thing that you did every year. Do you remember the beginning days of a Seinfeld when he was standing up doing comedy as a new kid?
I sure do.
What do you remember? What do you remember?
I remember some things about Jerry. You know, he talked about dating at that time. He talked about credit cards at that time. It was everything that went on in his life. Now, if you see Jerry today doing stand-up, it's more about his family, his wife,
yes,
his children,
yes,
being
yes,
hydrated, you know.
Yes, yes.
It just changes.
Caroline, could you always tell who would make it if you sat out front? Could you tell?
I could tell who had the talent. Look, a lot of things at that time, you know, in the 80s, people were doing drugs and drinking. A lot of people didn't make it because they got stuck somewhere. But the people that had the true talent and stayed true to themselves and didn't abuse anything really went on to great things. Look at Bill Maher. Bill Maher was somebody else that started at the club. I mean, Larry David started at the club. Michael Patrick King, who's a great producer, director, you know, he started at the club. I mean, the list goes on and on about the comedy world and who performed at Caroline's.
Everybody who
John
knew.
Stewart. Yeah, yeah.
What about what you did every year? Tell us all about Stand Up for Heroes. And does it continue or what?
Oh, yeah, Stand Up for Heroes continues. It's going. We're going with the New York Comedy. It's the opening night charity event. It always was the charity event of the New York Comedy Festival, which will be in its 19th year. And Stand Up for Heroes is its 17th year coming up this year. And this is something that we created for the Andrew Fox and I created for the Bob Woodruff Foundation. And it's a night honoring the vets from our war in Iraq and Iran. And we put on a big comedy show, and we've always had the Bruce Springfields there, and every one of our comedy or people that we've worked together all these years, all the great comics have performed on that stage.
It's still going on?
Yes, we will be having Stand Up for Heroes this year with the New York Comedy Festival. Yes, of course.
Where will it be?
It will be at the David Geffen Hall.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, now I would like to know about today. What the hell happened to your club?
Well, you know, look, I was in business for 40 years. I was at the Times Square location for 30 years. Our lease was at an end. We couldn't come to agreement with the landlord. And I just thought it was just better for me to close down those four walls and make my brand in something bigger than the four walls there. So what we are doing, I'm extending the Caroline's brand to the New York Comedy Festival, and it'll be bigger and better than ever, and extending the brand through other, you know, making more content. So that's really my plan. It's bigger than that space.
What went into that space since? Anything?
I don't know what they're doing. You know, I don't know what they're doing. But I must say that, you know, that's zoned for entertainment. So yeah, whatever they put in there needs to comply with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what you are doing at this moment, because you're going to do your Stand Up for Heroes. You're going to do your comedy festival. What are you doing now, and where are you located? What's the central hub for Caroline's?
Well, the central hub is really, I'll tell you what we're doing. The New York Comedy Festival, you know, we've expanded it this year. We have more than 22 big, big shows, over close to 150 smaller shows around the city. But the festival will run from Friday, November 3rd through Sunday, November 12th. And we have big, big headliners like Bill Burr doing Madison Square Garden, Anthony Jeselnik, Mateo Lane, Brett Goldstein, Nicole Byer, Jimmy Carr. We have the best names in comedy performing. Not all of the best names, but we have the best names in comedy performing. As much as we can, you know, the 22 shows, big theater shows that we're doing. So we're doing Standing Carolines through producing all of these shows around the city. And, you know, tickets went on sale a few weeks ago. And everybody should really go to newyorkcomedy.com and really get their tickets because everything is going to be sold out.
Is there a hub? Is there an office for you? What's your central
place? All right, so what was the central place is we're doing shows at the Hard Rock Hotel, has a venue there called The Venue, and we're doing lots of shows out of there for the week. We're doing Jeff Ross there. We're doing Darnell Rollins out of there. We're doing New York's Funniest out of there. We're doing Comics to Watch out of there. So it's going to be the hub where everybody in the comedy industry will start to congregate during the festival.
The way our country, the way our world is going, and some of the filth that is being used, and some of the land way we're surviving, do you understand that they talk very dirty and some of it is a little bit too raw or not? Is it just my mentality?
No, Cindy. I mean, you know, there are certain comedians that do that. But, you know, we work with people that are very poignant. And you know, if they use a curse word, it's in the right place. I mean, you know, I know all these people that are performing with us. And we approve all of the acts.
Okay. Where do comics start today, honey?
Well, they start with, they start to hone their craft at all the small spaces that they get some stage time, you know, around New York City, the smaller clubs.
When I was growing up, you know, and I was with Joey Adams, my comedian husband, they used to have those joints upstate, like at Grossinger's or the Concord, and they would come there every Saturday. You don't have those places, those tryout places anymore.
No, there are a number of comedy clubs around New York City that do that, that help out young comedians, and they get stage time. So they're able to hone their craft there. I mean, we see so many people through, you know, YouTube and videos, and people send us stuff. So we're able to keep on top of everyone. I mean, it's going to be an incredible amount of people performing that 10 days around New York City. Incredible.
No, I understand that. And where do you now find the new kids? Do they find you or do you find them?
They find us, and they find us through soliciting us tapes, sending us videos, and we watch everyone.
Do you go out to some little crap ass places to listen to them, to hear them?
I do. We have a lot of new people too. Yeah, like Giggly Squad is with us this year. Nicole Byer's doing the Apollo. Asuka is a young female comic who we had to add another show with at Town Hall. So we're rocking and rolling here.
Caroline will always rock and roll. You are a one of a kind. What you did was a one of a kind. You opened a one of a kind place. You became a Statue of Liberty in Times Square. We all know who Caroline's was. It never happened before. It only happened because of you. That's what I have to tell you. And I'm awfully glad that you came on with me. And I think it's time we had dinner.
I think so. But, you know, you just travel around so much.
I'm here. If you mention food, I'm definitely here. Don't worry about it, okay? I look forward to seeing you, Caroline. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Bye.